Simmons, the ball carrier. And Simmons, finding the running a little tough, they're going to get up about a yard on the play, fourth and long, coming up here for Taysville.
Good penetration there for the O-engaged Bulldogs. Joey Littlepage helping out with the tackle. Davon Lawrence also, and also looked like Dan Good helped out.
Fourth and nine coming up here for the Caseville Eagles. They come out in punt formation, back deep on the return. 32 Adam Redford.
What doesn't Simmons do out in the field right now?
Make that David Bender.
Punting too. Quarterback punting.
Low kick that will bounce at about the 45 and be down near the 49. That's where O-engaged will have it.
Number 34 there. Dave Bender just kind of not go anywhere too much. Not to get too fancy to bring the ball down the field.
First down at the Caseville 49-yard line. Second possession of the second half here for the Bulldogs. First one resulted in a touchdown. 66-0, 4 minutes to go. First quarter. Eddie Fury, Rick Mazza with you. Cruise 102 FM. WLW.
Next week on WLW Sports, it'll be Harbor Beach at the Unionville Seaboard Patriots.
Patriots knock out of playoff contention. We didn't get a chance to really talk about the some teams like we had hoped to, but we will perhaps as the second half rolls along. Adam Redford picks up the first down for the Bulldogs.
Big run down the middle there. Able to be stopped by number 10 of the Caseville Eagles with the tackle, Andy Miller, sophomore. Big size differential there. But he's been doing what Simmons has been doing, wrapping up the feet there, catch him up. That's how you stop him.
Redford, a junior, will be back for this O-engaged Bulldogs team next year. They split a receiver wide in each direction, and the handoff goes once again to Adam Redford.
Sticking to the ground game, it's been working for O-engaged pretty much throughout this whole game.
Matt Redford will pick up a handful of yards here. Second down coming up. Under three to play, third quarter. Ball spotted at the 29-yard line of the Caseville Eagles. Second down, seven coming up. Bulldogs will take as much time here as they can possibly use, getting the play in and coming up to the line of scrimmage.
And under 2.5 minutes left in the third quarter, 66-0, engage a lead.
They'll run out of the I formation, pitch it back to number 84, Brett Marsh. Marsh, string things out along the right side, stopped at the line of scrimmage, third down coming up.
Once again, Cole Simmons, there to a good tackle there. Tackling low, tripping him up.
Third down coming up here for Owen Gage. They have scored on every possession they've had so far in the football game. This is the first time I believe they've been looking at a third down situation.
You're seeing some different players coming in, like we talked about, getting some playing time here. You know, these are the guys that help prepare the starters.
Handoff goes up the middle, picking up the first down is David Bender. As Bender is tackled around the 20-yard line, so that'll keep the drive alive here for the Bulldogs.
Earth there for Caseville Eagles wrapping up for the tackle also. He's my size, 5'6", 140 pounds. That's me right there. That was me out there tackling.
But I'm sure he's probably a little bit more fit than you are.
Yeah. Is that a challenge? 14-0 in the fourth quarter. Michigan State leading Purdue, by the way.
And goes to number 24 of the Bulldogs, Joey Littlepage, getting his first carry of the afternoon.
Zach Gerstenberger getting a tackle there for the Caseville Eagles.
Littlepage with a little gain on the play. Second down and nine coming up. Actually, no gain on the play. Second and ten.
Coming about 45 seconds left in the third quarter, 66-0, O-engaged leading Caseville.
Bulldogs split a receiver out in each direction. They'll pitch it out to Brett Marsh. Marsh on the right side. Heading down inside the 10-yard line, tackled it around the 5, picks up another O-engaged first down.
We had a good lead block there from the quarterback, but number 5, once again, Earth bringing him down the Earth there on the ground there to prevent him going into the end zone.
Coming up on 20 seconds left to play here in the quarter. We'll see if the Bulldogs elect to run one more play before the time expires. Down to 15 seconds, they're still in the huddle. Doesn't appear that they're going to, and we'll go to the break. The end of the third quarter, Olengage 66, Caseville nothing. Will be returned in 60 seconds. It's high school football on Cruise 102 FM.
What's the matter, sports fan? I see. You're stuck at another boring family function on game day, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Ouch. Tough luck, fella. All you want is your easy chair, a cold drink, and the big game on your big screen. Well, you may be stuck at little baby What's-Its birthday party, but you can still stay in touch with all your game day action.
Huh?
Because you have a smartphone from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. Thumb Cellular has 41 4G LTE towers in the thumb area with up to 10 times the speed of 3G. That's right, access to the latest sports scores faster than your favorite wide receiver. Is right. With 41 Thumb Cellular 4G towers in the thumb bringing you those kinds of speeds, it's like you're at the game.
Woohoo! Honey? 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 Who are you talking to?
Head to your nearest Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Welcome back to Olengage. Start of the fourth quarter with the Bulldogs leading the Caseville Eagles 66-0.
Here at Caseville High School, it's homecoming. Final quarter here.
Glad you're with us on Cruise 102 FM. He's Eddie Fury. I'm Rick Laza. Final quarter in this eight-man football game between these two thumb rivals, which will only continue to grow, Eddie, as the years move along here. Olengage and Caseville should have a nice little rivalry going.
Yeah, come next year, I know Caseville's going to want to meet Olengage and Akron Fairgrove once again next year.
And straight up the middle for the Bulldogs. First and goal from the five and stopped short of the end zone was the ball carrier. That was, wait for them to get off the pile here. Looks like number 32, Adam Rutford.
That was a whole nest of Eagles coming out for that game tackle there also.
Oh, boy, now you're really digging deep.
Yes, I am. I've been waiting to use that one.
Second and goal coming up here for the Bulldogs. Second and goal from the one. Rutford stopped at the one. Jake Wright still in at quarterback here for the Bulldogs. Gets the play from the sideline and brings everybody up to the line of scrimmage. They run out of the I formation. Wright up under center now, barking out the signals. Takes the snap, hands it off, and getting into the end zone was number 32, Adam Rutford, from a yard out.
Make it 72-0 now with under 11 to go. We haven't seen him really kick an extra point at all throughout this whole game for Olengage.
Paul Adams, if you're listening, I will be more than happy to fax over my scoring summary to you. Actually, not facts, but I can email it over to you. But there is a lot to keep track of in this one. The two-point conversion, no good.
That's not counting the extra yards there. Stat-wise, also on top of that. So.
Well, yeah, I don't have that. All I have is the scoring summary, but that's all you need, right?
And the two-point conversion was
no good.
Tied on that, so it'll be 72-0. 10:15 to go here in the final quarter. You're listening to WIBW Sports on Cruise 102. We'll be back here in 60.
Hi, Todd Bowers from More Motors in Caro. Looking for the ultimate off-road truck? We just got a new Ford F-150 Raptor in. It is the only one in the state that is the new color Terrain. Looking for a great deal on a new 2013 F-150? We have a huge selection with $9,000 in rebates and package savings. Come get a 2013 Chrysler or Dodge minivan while the rebates are the most and the selection is best. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at More Motor Sales just west of Caro on M81 or shop the web at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon.
It's homecoming in Caseville again, and we at Caseville Public School would like to thank everyone in our community who joined us in making it memorable. We've had many exciting changes this year, and while the building may look different, our tradition of quality and excellence in education remains the same. From the seniors preparing to enter into college to the littlest members of the Caseville family just starting out in our new pre-K program, we're proud to call ourselves Caseville Eagles. With athletic programs that boast a no-cut policy, policy and never makes student athletes pay to play, along with creative opportunities like drama and classroom music offerings from kindergarten through 12th grade, it's no surprise we want to show off our Eagle pride. So let's cheer on our Caseville Eagles, and whether you're a parent, community member, current student, or former graduate, we thank you for joining us as we celebrate our past and soar into the future here at Caseville Public School. Fire up, Caseville, and let's go Eagles.